Hi there. This is Mamdouh al-Raddadi, author of the book, Marriage and Relationships. What you don't know will hurt you. The book is a small, fast read that delivers big book value. It tackles and attempts to shed some light on the mystical marriage and relationship area these days, especially in the Arab world. Here are some parts from the book for you to enjoy. Things have changed in the last 70 years in this thing they call marriage. If we go back 70 years, it would be the 1940s, given the fact that it was a drastic and bloody time for our poor earth due to World War II taking place. Do not worry, this is not another war book stating facts and photos. This book is about marriage and relationships. I wanted to shed some light on the importance and characteristics of the sacred tie between woman and man. You don't have to investigate and research much into history to find out that marriage was built to last, like a Chevy ad, when those cars actually did last. Couples would actually live by the words, "Till death do us part." They would sacrifice and they would fight for their marriage to stay afloat. Children witnessed real families, real mother and father scenarios, and felt complete. They lived in one house, they ate on one table at one time, they really knew one another. Marriage was a big thing, a major decision for both, one that would change their life forever, to the better. One that would create a family. Speed up your calendars to today and look at the fine mess we have within our hands. Marriage has become a game. One that you can press restart and have a new one in less than a month. Marriage has become an experiment, a shot, a trial and error kind of thing, a false requirement, a social status requirement, something like anything else we pursue in life. Today the choices are based on many factors, but in most cases, the choices are built on wrong presumptions and wrong beliefs. Society has murdered the sacred shrine. Society has established silly and ridiculous benchmarks that not even it could handle. It has by far raped and stripped the beauty of such a fairy tale ending to any bride or groom. Look west or south, east or Middle East even, the rise in divorce rates is astronomical and real, if not dressed up like some year-end balance sheet. Yes, we screwed it up. Me, you, them, those, we did a good job for the others that will follow. My personal experience is one that should open your eyes, one that was ahead of its time, somewhat. As I jumped on the wagon at an early age of 20 or something, back when the average age for men to get married was around 26 or 27, the average age for girls to get married in Saudi Arabia back then was 17, believe it or not. Imagine. If she hits 23, she had better worry about never getting married again. Ready or not, here I come with some personal wisdom that I have accumulated over the years, armed with two marriages, two divorces, two children, God bless them, and almost two of everything else. Throw in love, pain, distortion, depression, and eventually coming out of the tunnel to tell my story and show you what to avoid and what to look out for. When I asked my father about his marriage and when he got married, did he have any kind of idea what he was getting himself into? Did he think of divorce? Was going separate ways part of the equation? His answer was always, "I was in it for as long as I live." Looking back at the things that could have made them say, "Enough is enough, let's just call it quits," I get spooked at the silly mistakes and reasons that newlyweds today divorce for. Chapter 4, Dear Society. Dear Society, you got it all wrong. May I suggest a look at your statistics and tell me why your divorce rates are skyrocketing? In 2011, the rate stood at 20%+ and rising. Well, before we jump into what to avoid part, to make it safer and more manageable, let's first ask ourselves, do we have happily married people? The answer is yes, of course. All around the world, actually. What's their secret recipe or sauce? A perfect marriage is more like a couple who are actually dating or in love. These people have two separate personalities, likes and dislikes, up and down moments, ideas and dreams. They know how to share. They help one another. They cherish. what they have. They take a bit of time off to make up for it massively. And then there's so much more that goes into the equation. There's one major or powerful question one should ask herself or himself before they look for it. Are you ready for marriage? Really ready? Ready to give up a previous way of life that you got so accustomed to? Ready to be there even if you don't feel like it? Ready to sacrifice and then some more? Are you ready for real love? The problem is we know, we anticipate and wait for it. But the readiness factor is so much more important than anything else before you start your quest in search of the perfect partner. You can have everything in place, everything perfectly custom tailored to your taste and needs, but without being ready to take it on, there is no way it will survive, let alone take off. Marriage is like a rocket heading for space. You need to know your goal. You need to have everything that you could manage ready and in place. Then wait for the right weather and time and countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Houston, we have blastoff. Not a problem. A rocket needs so much thrust to take off and make it through the Earth's atmosphere. And once it breaks through, once the stress levels have peaked, once everyone starts to catch their breath, the rocket slows down and the astronauts look outside and see our big blue planet. That trip, that destination, that view, priceless. Nothing happens without effort. Anyone that tries to convince you with anything else is a big fat liar and a phony. A couple of more questions before we move on. Do you really know yourself well? Do you know what you're looking for? Did society affect your decision for marriage? Here, you have to be very honest and look deep within you to get the truth out. This rarely happens in a Western society due to different lifestyle and religion. Here, the Arab world, it's a fact that stares us in the eye. Whether you admit it or not, that society can affect your decision, I have to say it's a powerful force that can destroy the best of plans. Have your family already decided for you? Have your peer group imposed a certain level or design? Have your friends been talking to you about it only because you're the only one left single? What about you? Have you come to the marriage conclusion based upon your own ideas, beliefs, and needs? Have you actually given the idea thought? Have you looked at the situation from all angles? Are you sure you want it and want to move on? Never let someone other than you decide for you or affect your decisions. Beware whose advice you take. There is no use taking advice from someone who hates her married life, hates her single life too, by the way. Before you ask, know who to ask. After that, have your own opinion. Chapter 5, 8 Questions That Need Answers. Do you have your beliefs and ideas about the subject? Well, let me ask you this. If you were to buy a new car or house, you would be researching the subject with enthusiasm and cautiousness, wouldn't you? We put so much effort into material things, and when it comes to our feelings and well-being, future, we just keep it off till someday we finally do, and it would probably be too late. Suddenly, the question, why didn't I see this coming, starts popping up. You must at least have a certain belief system on the subject. Some ideas and beliefs are poisonous. You must have a clear and clean one. One that satisfies you and your partner. Never one-sided, old school, or for the other people's sake. Clashes of ideologies happen after the sword has already done its work, after the temporary fun and total blindsight has been exhausted. Therefore, you need to be clear on your beliefs, your conventional wisdom, or inherited one. No use arguing with someone if you and them didn't even discuss the minor stuff. Example. Are you okay with your partner talking to strangers? Having friends from the different sex? Do you trust people easily or never trusted a soul in your life? Do you seek understanding first or make judgments and wait to see what happens after you take action. Very important issues indeed. Traditional marriages, do you believe in them? Let's not beat around the bush. There's the marriage that parents handle from A to Z, yes, including choosing the bride or groom to furnishing their home. Taste is overrated in their book. The family's choice is the important thing here. You are just someone getting married. Sorry, but I think by the numbers, those marriages are a time bomb waiting to explode or implode. Although, too many, the only way there is that the period called engagement, you must use this wisely and weigh everything in. So, if you do believe in them but pretend you don't, you will shoot yourself in the foot. What do I mean here? Well, what I mean is that when you go against your will, your excuses for failure, between you and yourself, will be depleted before 1 year of marriage has passed. Okay, looks, brains, good company, social, money, and family in your spouse are all. You might think I'm kidding here, but it's true. We want most of those things, or all actually. But we know that the possibilities are slim to none to pinpoint that exact person with all those great traits at the right time. People sometimes compromise, which is a great characteristics to have. My sightings have proven me right. We overcompromise to the extent we sometimes deprive ourselves of the very basic requirements we went for. I think that a person should not be shy of what he looks for in a partner. He or she should know exactly what and to what extent, and last but not least, the priority. We also need to know what we can do without. We need to know what's the one thing I cannot live without in a partner. When you know, it gets easier to spot or make matches faster. Hopefully, the other party has its list mentioned too. You see, right there, even if you saw what you liked, they might not like what you have to offer to the table. So figure. I need not go into detail here because these things are very personal. But to the wise person, some things mature, grow, and prosper with age, and others diminish and disappear, like beauty. One more time. Which one personality, trait, material thing must be available for you to say yes and then go after the other goodies in a relationship? Are you easy to live with? You know exactly what I mean. Are you the brother or sister that is just plain fussy about everything? Do you make people feel uncomfortable around you? Are you extremely sarcastic even when people tell you to stop? Are you extremely moody or just slightly unmanageable? Are you a loner? Are you a demanding person that can't compromise? I'm being very harsh here on paper, or preferably electronic paper, so life won't shock you in the face. You need to know and speak up your personality whenever you are asked. No need in hiding something like that. The good thing is there are people who are opposite and don't mind it if you have what they're looking for in a partner. Humans are somehow divided equally so that everyone can find a partner in the end. If not from the first try, the second or third, even Hitler and Mussolini had partners. So I guess any decent human will find a match sooner or later. The best and fastest way to get an answer that works in your favor is to ask the other person about what they are like in reality. Then check for clues. The receiving end of this conversation must actually say the truth about handling the personality or not. Some men have been reportedly to be like machines. No heart, no passion, just orders as if married to a helper to take care of his lazy face. In other sightings, women have managed to drive their husbands insane with daily demands and wishes, non-stop till he drops, then they say he was an ass. To both ladies and gentlemen, I have a one-word question. Why? Stop telling me that it's okay. This is what I've been delivered. I shall die like this, blah, blah, blah. You have the choice. Only if you really want it. All it took was some honest talk before you signed that marriage certificate. There will always be that percentage that a person will use to hide something that only human, that's only human, people do that. But when a person tries to trick someone by hiding 90% of what she is really like, I guess sooner or later she'll find out that the trick was on her. In the book, I also dare you to answer my 22 questions. Get your copy today. It's available on Amazon, iTunes, FastPencil, Barnes & Nobles, and any other online retailer. Thank you so much for your time. This is Mamdouh Al-Raddadi.